The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Okay, you've been in your home, let's pretend, for at least 10 years. But for some of you, it's more like 50 years. And the stuff you've got is just overwhelming you. You think, there's just no way. Some of you actually are rich in your house. You've got plenty of equity in your property, or maybe you don't have plenty of equity, but you still don't have any more cash. You're living hand to mouth, meaning you've got enough coming in from pensions and so on to survive. But as inflation has been kicking into food and other things in your life, it's become harder to live in the house that you're in. And you're not seeing any great hope of increases in pensions because of the economy, right? So that said, now is an excellent time for us to talk about some strategies, how you can overcome the difficulty. Let me tell you a story about a guy whose house that I've listed. And the gentleman really needs to get out. He's by himself. It's a 2,800 square foot home built by Pulte Brothers, and level walkout basement. His wife is not with him any longer, and he's got stuff everywhere. And he really needs to get into probably 1,200 to 1,500 square feet, you know, really, because most of the time, you and I, we don't live in all the rooms in our house, do we? We live in basically four rooms in our homes most of the time. I mean, this is reality. I'll go to the kitchen, the family room, I've got a bathroom, I got a bedroom. And, you know, maybe I go to an office sometimes. And occasionally we'll go down and maybe watch a movie in the rec room or something like that, right? So there's not a lot of spaces that we actually live in most of the time. Most of our homes are filled with the what ifs. What if people come over? We want to have that space for them. What if we're going to have a formal dinner? We want to have a dining room. We've been presented with what suburban living should look like. And we've really bought that over the last 100 years, buying into larger is better and so on. That's not really the case. That's not really necessary, with some exceptions, clearly. I mean, I live in a large house. I got 5 children, and I got a lot going on. And in probably in about 5 or 10 years, I'm going to be ready to downsize. Because I just, even now, don't really use all the spaces. My kids are here and there and everywhere, right? So fine. But what do I do if I've got a lot of this stuff? I can't get out of my house because I'm frozen by the things I have. I don't know. My emotions are tied up in the stuff. The memories are tied up in the things, or even in the house, or even in living in a neighborhood where socially maybe I'm even isolated now. So how do we overcome that? Here's the strategy. What I do is, when somebody doesn't have the capability financially of going through a process of bringing in a senior move manager, I'll actually hire the senior move manager with my client, bring the senior move manager in to identify what pieces would fit where you want to go, okay? And then they'll go through basically giving away to your family anything else that you want to give away. After that, we either sell it for money, if it's worth it, right? Or we give it for charity, so we get a tax deduction, or we throw it away. So that way, you know you're getting the best use of those things. Before we've even done that, I bring in our cameraman to film you walking through, talking about all the things you have, so you have a record, the history of your home, the history of the things that you own, that you can pass that on to the next generation. Wouldn't you like to be able to do that? Isn't that really a big part of why we don't want to let go of the stuff? Because somewhere in the back of our minds, we think, you know, that was Bobby's when he was 7. I remember when he skinned his knee out on the front walkway, and I remember he came and cried, and he came, and you remember the tenderness of a moment in some shirt or in some tchotchke or something. It's difficult to remember those things sometimes, and nothing brings us back as quickly as a song does, or a smell, a fragrance, or a picture of something and reminding us. So why not have you tell the story about the things, so then you not only have a record for yourself, but you have a record you can pass generationally down over the next few 100 years. Think of it this way. You've got furniture potentially that would go to somebody in your family, or maybe a friend of yours. You could tell the story about that piece, where you bought it. And if how many of you have inherited one dining room chair from an old set, you know, from 100 years ago? You got one chair. You have no idea where the rest of it is. It's come from somewhere. You know why it's there? It's there because somewhere the family divided everything that was in the property, and everybody wanted to take a piece for memory's sake. Good news. We don't have to do that anymore. You can take a picture of it and give the chairs, all of them, and the table to somebody else. My brother, inherited the handmade koa wood and koa, actually koa wood table and chairs that my grandfather built back in the 1930s. Now, it would have been a shame for me to take half of it, wouldn't it? But he's able to take it and then generationally pass it to his son and hopefully keep it on going. But I still want to remember for myself and be able to tell my kids, hey, your Grandpa Stewart, he made that chair. And look at the needlepoint on the backing on that. See, I want to pass it down just like you do. It's important to you and me, both of us. But if you're frozen and need to have help unlocking your life, then call me and let me help you. Call me right now. You can call me toll-free, 1-800-900-9104. That's 800-900-9104. Yeah, I've got D.C., Maryland, and Virginia offices and phone numbers for all of them, but I'm trying to bring you into one number to make it easy for you to call. Just punch a couple numbers when you go to the phone. It'll ask you, you know, push this for that, push one for this, push two for that. Just leave a message there, and then I'll give you a call back, and we'll set up, and we can just give you a strategy. Basically, we'll come over and spend an hour with you and walk through the house and tell you what we would do to help you do these things. And all of this, I'm paying for all of this work that's going to get done, and you don't have to pay me until we settle, and I don't charge any interest, okay? So I want to help you. It's not about me making money on that. Yeah, my living is made from selling your home, all right? That's where I make my living. But I will not make money off of hiring the people to do the work in your house. That's not my goal. It's just to help you make the steps that you can't make, that you're afraid to make, or you financially cannot make. And call me now. Let's talk about your situation and how I can help, okay? That's 1-800-900-9104. And our website is ericstewartgroup.com. Very original. ericstewartgroup.com. That's E-R-I-C-S-T-E-W-A-R-T group.com. I'm a realtor. I'm with Long & Foster Realtors. I've been practicing for 26 years. I've sold over 2,500 homes, and last year over 130. To give you a perspective, I've sold homes from Fredericksburg to Gettysburg, okay? And from west of Manassas to east of I'd like to say east of Chesapeake Beach, but that would put us in the middle of the water, wouldn't it? So we have a great team. We're wonderful at serving you and your needs. So again, our phone number is 1-800-900-9104. Hey, let's turn our attention slightly different direction. We do have a savvy buyer guide for you. If you are also like ready to buy something, you're listening. Hey, even what I'm talking about is helpful for your mom and dad, or maybe it's for you personally. Great, but you want to buy something. You want to get your dream home for the best price. I've written this. This is 38 pages packed full of good information on how to get the best price possible on the house you want to purchase. So you can request that too at that same number, 800-900-9104. In a minute, Stuart Rosenthal is going to join me. And Stuart's with the Beacon Newspapers. And the newspaper comes out monthly. You can find it at your local CVS. We'll be talking through different articles every week from that newspaper. And right after that, 10 questions you should ask a realtor before you hire one. This is the Eric Stewart Show. We'll be right back.